Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, May 8th, 2018. And with me today, John Martellaro. How are you, John?
I'm good. Nice to be here. Good morning.
Good morning. Andrew Orr, I hope you're doing well today.
I am. It's good to be here as well.
I'm really glad you're here, too. And I'm also glad that our sponsor today is Simple Contacts. And my feeling is if you have eyeballs and you need to be able to see better, you should probably be talking to Simple Contacts. So we'll talk about them soon. But first, hey, how about this Twitter thing? Here's the quick version. There is code that someone found inside the native Twitter Android app, so meaning the Android Twitter client app that was created by Twitter. They found this code in there for end-to-end encrypted direct messages. And so by extension, that means Twitter has been working on, finally, creating a system where you can have truly encrypted and protected messages on their platform. And I'm curious, what do you guys think about that?
I think they should hurry up and do it before it becomes illegal. Pardon my cynicism.
Oh, I laugh only because it hurts. Yeah, they better hop to it. You know, on the
I just hope.
Go ahead. No, it's all you.
Okay. I hope that Twitter implements this differently than Facebook did and make encryption the default, because with Facebook, they have their own secret conversations, but it's not the default for all messages. A secret conversation is a separate thing than a regular conversation. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we all know that Facebook is data mining our private messages for information, for ads or whatever. So I just feel that if Twitter doesn't make encryption the default, I guess my only choice is to assume that they're reading our messages in the same way that Facebook is.
You know, I hate to agree with you on that, but regardless of whether or not Twitter actually is reading our direct messages, you're right. We should just assume they are and act accordingly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the idea of end-to-end encrypted messages in Twitter, because Twitter has been a tool that has been really valuable in a lot of political incidents around the world. So... Mm-hmm. You know, there's people that have been using Twitter to get information out of countries where otherwise they wouldn't have been able to. It's been a very empowering tool, and to make it more secure so that, so that people can do that more effectively and safely. Well, more safely. That just sounds like a really great idea to me.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and there's a business. There's the business of philosophy too. I mean, if you want to sell people something, there's two avenues. I'm not an expert at this, but it seems to me like there's two ways to approach it. One is to evaluate what they say publicly. Like somebody comes on Twitter and says, "Boy, I really enjoyed watching Lost in Space," or something like that, and you go, "Oh, okay, cool. He's a science fiction fan. Maybe he's interested, or she." is interested in more science fiction stuff. And then there is the business of prying into people's private affairs in order to determine their public interests. And it seems to me like a good business model, in the sense of being ethical business model, is to simply depend on what people volunteer up as opposed to what people think should be private affairs. I don't know, is that just me?
No, I think that's a reasonable thing. Private conversations that I have with people, I just want those to be private.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with, am I doing something illegal? Am I trying to hide something? No, it's about privacy and just wanting to be able to feel comfortable that I have some privacy.
Twitter and Facebook could make some hay about this and sort of be like Apple and say, hey, we have no interest in prying into your personal discussions.
Yeah, but that
if you're going to volunteer to the world, you know, your interests and preferences, then fine. Maybe you'll be pleased with the analysis we do of your potential interests. You know, it may turn it into a positive.
That's so sweet when you say that. All right. So this code that was found, excuse me, in the Android Twitter app, it's not active code. So it's just there. This tells me that Twitter has been at least testing the feature in some way. And so then the next question is, does this become part of their apps? Meaning, is it going to be on the Android, excuse me, and on the iPhone app? Or is this ultimately going to be something where you have to use their web interface to be?
Oh, we know the answer to that.
John, what's the answer to that?
Based on Twitter's recent decisions, you'll have to use their web interface. Yeah, that's where they want you to be.
That's my concern, is that they want this to be a web-only thing. And considering the way they're essentially clipping the wings or hobbling third-party developers, I don't see this as a feature that would ultimately make it out to third-party apps. So yeah, if you wanted to have Twitter's direct message encryption feature whenever this rolls out, if it rolls out, yeah, I'm with you, John. I think this is going to be something that drives people to the web interface.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of unfortunate because it sure feels like this should be something that Twitter makes sure that everyone has access to. But I just don't see that happening.
All right. Well, I already came up with a tip how to load up Twitter in Safari and put it on your home screen as an icon.
That's great. Yeah, actually, that really is great because my guess is that at some point, that's exactly what we're going to have to do.
Yeah, because I know some people do that with Facebook.
Yeah, and it's a really handy way to be able to just get right to those services and have them appear as if they are apps. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great tip. I love that. All right. Hey, we have a sponsor today, and that sponsor is Simple Contacts. And what they do is take the whole thing with getting your eyes or getting your prescription checked to make sure it's still good and getting the contacts that you need for your eyes to you. It's a much simpler process and it's a lot less expensive than what so many people are already having to deal with. So what they've done is they've created this really cool app that you can use on your mobile device. And they also have a way to do it directly in your computer where they do this quick eye test. It takes like 5 minutes and it just kind of walks you through the process. And when it's done, they have their own licensed ophthalmologists that review your test results, compare them to the eye prescription that you've most recently had, which presumably is expired because it's just how this goes. And they can look at that and say, okay, yep, you haven't changed. So we're going to update your prescription. So it's now current again. And now we can get you your contacts. And it takes about 5 minutes. It's $20 for that test. And then when you're done, now you can just order your contacts directly through them. Shipping is free. They have a ton of different brands. So odds are whatever it is that you prefer for your contacts, they've got. And they'll just get everything out to you. Just really great prices, really easy system to use, and it's just awesome. Now, keep in mind, this is not going to replace you going to your eye doctor every now and then, because that's still an important thing to do. Something like this isn't going to let you know if you have other eye issues that you need a doctor to help you with. This is just a great way to take the prescription you already have and extend it out so that you can continue to get your contacts. If you already have a valid prescription, just upload it and they start working with it. Away you go. No problem. So here's the deal. You want to see better and you don't want to pay as much for your contacts. So you need to go to their website, and that's simplecontacts.com/TDO. And when you do that, you're going to be able to get $30 off your first order. So you're already getting great prices and you're going to save $30 on top of that. So that's simplecontacts.com/TDO. And if you end up getting to the website and think, oh crap, I forgot to use the special URL that's just for Daily Observations listeners, don't worry, you don't have to go iron your hands or anything. When you get to checkout, just use the discount code TDO, and that'll get you your $30 off. So either way, you're covered, and you're going to be able to get your contacts for cheaper. It's going to be a lot more convenient. You'll be happier. Happy people are good things. So thank you to Simple Contacts for being our sponsor today. All right. So the other thing that I want to talk about is this news that cropped up about iOS 12 and Face ID. And so the word is that Face ID is going to support, or no, iOS 12 is going to support Face ID in landscape mode. And currently it only works in portrait mode. So for those of you that are like, wait, which is which? When you pick up your iPhone X and you hold it up to your face, you're holding it so that the volume buttons are on the left, the sleep-wake button is on the right, and the cameras are at the top. That's the only orientation that Face ID works in right now. iOS 12 is going to add in support for the camera being on the side. So that would be landscape mode or horizontal mode. And when I saw this news, I thought, okay, that's interesting. Why would Apple do that? And the conclusion,
I bet you know why.
It's for a new iPad with Face ID.
Correct.
That's exactly what I think it's for.
So the question is, will this new iPad be announced at WWDC or not?
That's a really good question. And here's the logic train I'm on with this. Apple is not going to tip their hand for a new iPad. What they're going to do is give us an iPad and say, you can do Face ID in portrait or landscape mode. So they will get announced at the same time. Now, if this is going to be a feature that's limited just to iOS 12, then Apple needs to decide, are they going to announce that this feature's coming and give us an iPad with Face ID at Developers Conference? Or are they going to hold the iPad announcement until they're ready to release iOS 12 and say at that point, and it does portrait and landscape Face ID?
And finally, because it's a internal Apple iOS 12 function not accessible to developers, I believe, there's no developer component, and so it may not even be discussed at WWDC.
Right.
Yeah. I think it makes a bit more sense to release the iPad Pro in the fall with the iPhones. I mean, they may mention in iOS 12 at WWDC that Face ID can be used horizontally, but they may
on your just phone.
Leave that as a kind of a teaser for other rumor mills to talk about.
I like that. I like that idea, Andrew.
You may like that idea, but I don't see them doing that. The only way Apple would, and I'm doing air quotes, pre-announce the new orientation for Face ID is if they were planning on bringing it to the current iPhone X. And I don't see that happening. I think that the current iPhone X, Apple's going to leave that as a portrait mode only Face ID device, and it will be the iPads that support landscape mode.
Oh, I disagree with you. I think the software change could change the way the laser, the infrared laser, radiates.
It could.
And rotate the sensor analysis so that you can analyze the sensor. Yeah, I think so.
All right, so let me give you my logic. Here's my logic. The home screen on the iPhone X works only in portrait mode. The home screen on the iPad line works in portrait and landscape mode. So you have a higher likelihood on an iPad of unlocking your phone, being at the home screen, and everything's oriented correctly. If you do that on an iPhone X, which does not support the landscape mode for home screen, now everything's sideways.
Well, that's a good argument. I like it, except that what if you want to pick up the phone in landscape mode, Face ID real quick, and take a photo without having to turn it?
Yeah, wouldn't that be awesome? But you don't need to use Face ID to take a photograph, because you have the camera icon on the lock screen, and so you can just press that.
Yeah, if you remember to do that. Yeah, it gets pretty convoluted, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
What if they kept this current iPhone X? What if they kept the Face ID on that portrait, but then in this next iPhone X models, they bring horizontal Face ID to those and kept it there as a sort of differentiating feature?
That'd be cool if you could have a horizontal layout of your home screen as well.
Well,
you can do
rumor.
That with the Plus models.
Right, and there's a rumor that there's an iPhone X Plus, for lack of a better name right now, that's going to come this fall. So it would be essentially the size of an iPhone 8 Plus with an edge-to-edge screen. And so,
I want one already.
Yeah, so if Apple does that...
Oh, yes!
Okay, now the bigger screen iPhone can have the portrait and landscape Face ID. The smaller screen iPhone, which is so funny to say smaller screen, because that's a big honking screen, that one would still be limited just to portrait. How's that sound?
I'm enjoying this progression towards larger screens. I like that idea. Yes.
I enjoy the larger screen on my iPhone X, but it has broken one of my core rules for an iPhone or for any smartphone, which is you need to be able to do everything with one hand. And you can't. Not unless you have hands that are much bigger than mine. Like crazy bigger. It is simply not a one-handed device anymore. Which kind of bums me.
Yeah. Because, I mean, just one example of that, you need, like, a different finger to invoke the control center on one side of the notch, and then the other side is the notification center.
Right. And to reach either of those, if you're holding it one-handed, that would mean you're going to reach those with your thumb. And my thumb goes essentially two-thirds of the way up the screen, so I can't even get close to those.
I had this discussion with Kelly Guimont on Background Mode, where we talked about holding your phone with one hand versus two, and we decided that old-school people who grew up with Hewlett-Packard and Texas Instrument calculators tend to hold their iPhone in their left hand and operate it with their right, and there's never any problem. But people who didn't grow up with handheld calculators tend to want to use their phone with one hand and then create these kinds of problems that you just described. That's what we figured out.
I think that's a really cool theory. I don't fit in the theory, but that's okay, because there's always errant data points. I had access to those calculators, and yes, I use them exactly the way you describe. It's in one hand, and you do all the tapping with your other hand.
Mm-hmm.
But when
what happened to you?
What happened to me was I realized when I was using a smartphone that I really wanted it to be a single hand device. And the original iPhone was exactly that. And that's probably why I just immediately felt, okay, one hand, I can do everything. It's very efficient. And I didn't want to use more than one hand with a phone.
Well, what are you doing with the other hand?
Let's just say I was driving.
Okay.
We'll go with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyhow, so, there's a possibility that we may have landscape mode for Face ID soon. I think it's actually going to happen, and it's going to be for the bigger screen devices. So initially for the iPad, and if there is an iPhone 10 Plus or whatever it's ultimately called, sure, maybe it'll be there too.
Yeah.
All right. We are out of time, so we have to wrap up. Andrew, thank you for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's always great to have you on the show. And John, thank you for being here as well.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. And thank you to Simple Contacts for being our sponsor today. Head over to their website, simplecontacts.com/TDO. When you use that special URL, because you're a Daily Observations listener, you're going to get $30 off your first order for your contact lenses. And man, what a great system. Easy to use, very convenient, very affordable, and they're letting you guys have a $30 discount off your first order. That's really awesome. simplecontacts.com/TDO. And listeners, thank you for being here. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.